Michelle Obama is back in the U.S. after a week-long trip to China. Her tour of three Chinese cities represented a sort of diplomatic change of pace from the usual tensions between the U.S. and China, like cyber espionage and trade spats. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the First Lady's visit included ping pong and pandas, both symbols of soft power diplomacy.
Before the First Lady even set out for China, the White House made it clear that her trip would steer clear of hard politics. So whatever Michelle Obama discussed with China's President Xi Jinping, the details were not made public. Reporters were allowed to accompany the First Lady to an elite high school in Beijing, where she visited a robotics class, tried her hand at Chinese calligraphy, and volleyed with a gym teacher, echoing the ping-pong diplomacy that broke the ice between the U.S. and China in the early 1970s. The trip tried to focus on youth and education. Michelle Obama spoke at the Stanford Center at Peking University. She told American students that by studying abroad, they are citizen diplomats advancing U.S. foreign policy aims. She added that freedom of information and expression are essential to learning.
We respect the uniqueness of other cultures and societies, but when it comes to expressing yourself freely and worshiping as you choose and having open access to information, we believe those universal rights are the birthright of every person on this planet.
Those particular remarks appear to have been written for a Chinese audience, and some Chinese websites did report them. Michelle Obama's host at several events in Beijing was Peng Liyuan, wife of President Xi Jinping. China has never officially recognized the position of First Lady. Yuan Peng, a U.S. expert at a government think tank in Beijing, says this visit may prompt China to reconsider the matter.
Michelle Obama coming over here without her husband is bound to prompt a discussion among our people about First Lady diplomacy. It may motivate us to think about whether First Lady diplomacy can work for us.
China lost its appetite for First Ladies, thanks in part to Chairman Mao's wife, Jiang Qing. She led the radical Gang of Four, which wielded much power in China during the 1966 to 1976 Cultural Revolution. Peng Liyuan used to have a successful career as a singer in a military song and dance troupe. Since her husband took over China's leadership, she's accompanied him on trips overseas and served as a World Health Organization Goodwill Ambassador. In December, Peng made a video to commemorate the 100-day anniversary of Bao Bao, the youngest panda cub at the Washington Zoo.
Today's 100-day celebration is another testament to the closeness Chinese and American people feel at heart, to the dreams we share, to the care and love for this planet we all call home.
In a matching message, Michelle Obama notes that First Ladies and panda diplomacy are historically linked.
It was actually a First Lady, Mrs. Pat Nixon, who helped jumpstart panda diplomacy and capture the imagination of people across America.
Sinologists jokingly call someone who is soft on China a panda hugger. Indeed, the soft, fuzzy touch used to win hearts and minds appears to be exactly what this trip was about. So it may come as little surprise that on Wednesday, Michelle Obama paid a visit to a panda breeding base in the city of Chengdu. But perhaps in the interest of protecting endangered species, no panda hugging occurred. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.